Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Now, Sinn Féin is concerned that the number of properties being paid the Accommodation Recognition Payment, or the ARP scheme, is increasing. The ARP is a monthly payment from the Irish government to people who host Ukrainian refugees in their homes or properties. And Sinn Féin's McCarthy says the ARP is distorting the private rental sector. Well, McCarthy joins me now. He's the party's spokesperson on justice, home affairs and migration. I'm also joined by John Lannan, who's chief executive of Doris, which provides free support to international protection applicants, refugees and migrants. You're both very welcome to the programme. Matt Carthy, I'll come to you first of all. Did I do that justice? What concerns do you have about the ARP payments being paid to people who host Ukrainian refugees?
Well, actually, myself and yourself, Cormac have spoke about this on a couple of occasions previously, and I think what the latest figures that we have received have not only raised, but I think confirmed the concerns that I and others have been raising in respect of this scheme. That is that it has moved from its original purpose, which was to provide a payment to families who might open up a spare room or spare capacity in their house, to a situation now where in some parts of the country, I think it is clear to say that it is absolutely distorting what was already a dysfunctional rental market.
Why?
And we can see that in the ongoing increase in the numbers of properties that are being used to facilitate the ARP, and particularly the concentration in some locations. Donegal is the most stark example, where there are now 2,070 properties that are being utilised for the ARP. That's in a county where it is virtually impossible for someone to get a private rental.
Okay, but these are, as you mentioned, to help people who want to host a Ukrainian refugee or refugees with a spare room or whatever in the house. I mean, is this actually distorting the private rental accommodation market? Where is the evidence for that?
The original purpose of it was to do, as I say, for allowing people to use their primary residence, i.e. hosting people in their own homes or in a granny flat or whatever the case may be. Government changed the scheme a number of years ago to actually be wide open. And what happens is that any landlord can receive a tax-free payment from the government to host a Ukrainian. On top of that, they can request and receive a top-up payment that is completely unregulated. And on top of that, the beneficiary, the ultimate beneficiary, isn't subject to any means test whatsoever.
But the top-up payment, just to be clear, comes from the tenant, isn't that right? The refugee?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And what's the problem?
But it's completely unregulated, and as I say, it's doing exactly what government said it wouldn't do, which is distort what is, as I say, a dysfunctional the dysfunctional rental market.
Okay, so unregulated, you mean by the RTB?
By anybody. By anybody.
So they have no rights either, do they, in that way?
Yes, so this is win-win-win from a landlord's perspective. They get a tax-free payment from the government. They can get an additional top-up payment from the Ukrainian in this instance, who isn't subject to a means test. There's no other housing assistance support that isn't subject to a means test whatsoever. So at the heart of this scheme is an inherent unfairness that is causing huge problems. And what's worse is that these problems were absolutely foreseen.
Oh, okay, well, let's see if they are a problem.
On separate occasions, we have put it to the Dáil in terms of amendments to government motions that would have confined the ARP to primary residents, but would have included a means test, as would be the case in every other housing assistance payment, and would have banned the practice of top-ups to the ARP.
Let me come back to you on that for a second.
And Fine Gael TDs voted against that.
Yeah, let me come back to you on that for a second and your proposals and so on. John Lannan is CEO of Doris, the migrant organisation as well. Is there anything you'd take issue with, John, there?
Good evening, Cormac. Absolutely, we take issue with Deputy Carthy's claims about the accommodation recognition payment. There's no evidence of distortion of the rental market. We put this into perspective. Approximately 1% of the state's 2.1 million housing stock has been used to house Ukrainian refugees across the country. Most of those are rooms in people's homes. On the other hand, there's about 3.8% of the total housing stock in the country that's sitting vacant. That's what needs to be fixed, that and the lack of new housing supply. There's two points to bear in mind when we talk about the accommodation recognition payment. The first is that has brought quite a number of rooms, of holiday homes, other properties into use. A large percentage of those were never rented, nor will they ever be rented. The uptake on that accommodation recognition payment was primarily a humanitarian response. It wasn't a means for people to make money or to become landlords.
Matt is saying it's a tax-free top-up that's unregulated.
Look, if there are additional top-ups that are required in order to cover expenses in people's homes, then that's a matter that is between the provider of the room and the Ukrainians. If there's exploitation happening and too much is being asked for, that certainly should be addressed if and where it's found to be happening.
What's the problem with restricting this? And before you move on to the second point, but what's the problem with restricting his proposal of restricting it to just a room in a host's house?
Well, look, I don't have the figures to hand on what percentage are actual houses as opposed to homes.
Maybe but Matt again, does. Do you, Matt?
Well, I was actually going to say every single point of fact, as it was purported to be, isn't a fact because there's actually no way of knowing. Government refused to provide the information in respect of what the proportion that are actually houses that would otherwise be available on the private rental market versus people actually opening up
so
their houses.
So you have no way of knowing if what you're saying is correct either.
Is very commendable. But what we do know is that government have reports in respect of the impact of the ARP on the private rental sector, but they won't share them with us. In fact, they've even refused them on the freedom of information request.
But you're talking blind here.
So what I'm saying
aren't
is...
Aren't you? Hold on, before you move on. You're talking blind here. You're making suppositions, really, without knowing the facts.
What we have consistently said is that there is an issue here, and we have called for, in the first instance, for impact assessments to be taken before any changes were made to the schemes. Government refused to do that. We have then sought the information that government have had to allow people to see very clearly what is happening. And then thirdly, you're right, we are depending on anecdotal evidence. And the anecdotal evidence in Donegal, again, just to cite that as example, on the 8th of January in 2023, when this scheme was restricted to those people who were opening up their houses and availing under the original provisions of the scheme, there were 48 dwellings that availed of the ARP. Today, or at least on the 13th of July, that figure was 2,070. Nobody will tell me that you moved from 48 dwellings to 2,000 over a course of 2.5 years and that hasn't impacted on the private rental market.
No, you're just guessing there. You don't know if it's predominantly people opening their own homes to Ukrainian refugees because they were impacted by what they saw on the television screen every night, as opposed to people trying to use this facility to rent their own extra property. You don't know that, do you?
What I do know is when the scheme was restricted to those people who are opening up their own properties and otherwise utilising properties that weren't available or wouldn't become available in the private rental sector, something that we supported, the total numbers across the state were 4,245. Today, it's 21,803. And there is anecdotal evidence right across the state of people who are in need of private rental accommodation seeking it and being denied it because the landlord is telling them that the ARP is just too good of a deal to give up, where they get a tax-free payment,
okay,
where they can get a top-up, and where they have none of the obligations that would be on the landlord
John
should
Lannan,
they rent out in the private sector.
What Sinn Féin and Matt is implying here, it seems, is that people are exploiting this scheme.
Well, as I said, there's no evidence of distortion of the market. Deputy Carty himself has said that he doesn't have data on this. It's brought a lot of additional rooms, homes into use that were never intended for renting or never would be rented. But the other point that I wanted to make was that without the accommodation recognition payment, there would be far greater pressure on the rental market. There are close to 40,000 Ukrainian refugees hosted by people now who are in receipt of the monthly ARP payments. If those payments didn't exist, that would be 40,000 more people looking to rent in the private market. Now, it's also worth bearing in mind the trend, And we said, as Matt said, in mid-July, there were 21,803 properties under the ARP. In mid-June, there were 21,790. So the trend has slowed down significantly. And this isn't surprising, given the drop in the payment from 800 to 600 euro. And in fact, we're concerned that we'll see an even greater drop, potentially up to 20% reduction by our estimates. And as I said, that is what will put pressure on the private rental market.
Can I ask you that? Matt Carthy, if you restrict this ARP scheme, and if you means test the Ukrainian refugees as well, and they can't pay, can't find accommodation themselves in the private rented market, where would they go?
Well, here's the difficulty, and I suppose to turn that on its head, why is there no such similar scheme for other people who are in similar needs of housing? Nobody else from anywhere else in the world has such a scheme designed for them in
What's
Ireland.
What's the answer to the question?
Cohort of people.
Where would
the
they
answer
go?
Is, the answer is that we have to approach this from a position of fairness. Now, we have often always said that there is an issue in terms of accommodation and our preference is for state-led accommodation.
Yeah.
The difficulty with that, as you know well, and you've discussed many times in your programme, is that government have made an absolute hames of state-led accommodation and for
But on the Ukrainian refugees, are they not just complying with the temporary EU directive?
No, this is a scheme that's unique to Ireland. The Irish government adopted this scheme in order to meet the terms of the TPD.
Exactly, that's the point I'm making. So to meet the terms of the temporary directive. So
there was no obligation on government to provide a mechanism where you can have today two people working in a factory, earning the same money, or working anywhere else, working in a very highly paid job for that matter, and where one has access to housing support that allows the landlord to get a tax-free payment, where the other is left to the private sector and to the huge increases in rent costs that they have seen. That is unfair, and that is what causes divisions within community, and that is something that we should be all striving to eliminate.
A listener says Airbnb houses should also be declared. This looks like Sinn Féin scapegoating the refugees from Ukraine rather than going after Airbnb landlords operating without declaring. And I know you'd take issue with that, Matt Carthy.
Absolutely.
We'll discuss this more another day. Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed. John Lannan, CEO of Doris, thank you as well. 51551.